This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome, beautiful mamas. For today's episode, I'm in the radio studio that I record this, but there's beautiful heavy rain falling outside. You might be able to hear this beautiful soft hum as I stand here. It's like the world is being washed. It's such a great feeling, and I'm in this little bubble here thinking about all of you and what I wanted to share with you today. So if you haven't caught up with it, 2 weeks ago on the podcast, I started to talk about mindset. This idea of what we believe and what we tell ourselves about our life, what we do in our life, who we are, and how important it is to start looking at what your mindset is. As I shared, this is a very common thing to do in the business world, in the money world, in these more practical parts of our life. What is your mindset around your work? What is your mindset around your financial abundance? But as I've done my own training in those areas, it's become really clear to me that this is something we should be looking at with motherhood, with our relationships, and ourselves. What is the story I'm carrying every single day into my life? Because here's what we know for sure, not just from my own experience, but from all of the gurus and experts around the world. We know that our thoughts create our reality. The story we tell ourselves creates what we see in front of us. It's like we have our own filter or goggles that we look through, and when we scan the world around us, we see what is in front of us through that filter. Often it's not even true. Have you ever had the experience where you think someone is talking about you or is angry at you or judging you? Perhaps it's at the school gates or at work, and you think, oh, that person's really upset with me, or maybe I did something wrong there. And you dive into this huge story. You create this whole scenario in your head. What have I done? Maybe it was what I said yesterday. Maybe he misread my email. Should I send a different one? Whatever it is. And you create this whole scenario in your mind. And then eventually, maybe that day, maybe a week later, you have a conversation with that person and you realize they weren't thinking about you. It had nothing to do with you. In fact, they were going through their own struggles. Their kid was sick. They had a fight with their partner. Something else was happening. But because we've come to the situation with our own goggles on, our own filter, that maybe we did something wrong, we're not doing enough, that we are being judged, we saw that as evidence. Our brain looks for evidence to prove these theories right. There's actually a part of our brain that is constantly on alert, scanning for evidence to prove ourselves right. The ego, this inner mean mama voice, as I like to call it, will look for evidence. So when something bad happens or something is perceived to happen, that ego, that inner mean mama voice says, see, you're not good enough. See, you don't work hard enough. See, they do judge you now that you're a mum and you're only working part-time. See, those school mums do think this about you. That's why our mindset is so important. Because if we can change that story in our minds, that filter that we carry, then we stop seeing all of these pieces of evidence around us. And oh my goodness, there is nothing more freeing than that, mamas. To be free of that story that is holding you where you are. So how do we start doing this? There are a number of different ways that you can start working on your mindset. One of them is to actually become aware of what that inner mean mama voice, that mindset is. So what is your negative mindset? Is it that this is too hard? Is it that no one takes me seriously at work anymore? Is it that everything is up to me and my partner never does anything? When we become aware of what that mindset is, we can start to pull it apart. We can start to flesh it out. What does it mean? What can we do about it? So if you've never done anything like this before, it's a really great way to start. Take yourself off to the beach or the cafe or somewhere quiet, or just go into your bedroom after the kids are asleep and create a safe space for yourself. Grab a notebook or a journal and start writing down what you think that inner mean mama voice is telling you. What do you believe about life? What do you believe about motherhood? Is there a story or a mindset there that you have to sacrifice yourself? That a good mother does everything for everyone? Is there a belief that if you take time out for yourself to exercise, to rest, to watch a movie, is that lazy? Is that selfish? Is there a mindset that you won't be able to have your dreams come true anymore? Is there a mindset there that is keeping you small and tired and disconnected? Write them down and really look at them as something separate from yourself. It's really important, mamas, to remember that this voice, this inner mean mama voice, this ego and these negative mindsets are not the real you. They are programmed habits, programmed thinking that you have picked up along the way. And what I really want you to remember here is that it is our job as mamas to change our negative mindsets before we pass it down to our children. There isn't a mama alive who I've spoken to who isn't deeply committed to changing the negative story she carried through life so she doesn't pass it down to her children. That's ultimately our job, isn't it? To clear our own crap so we don't pass it down. So when you see that these negative thoughts are there, that this negative mindset is perhaps really filtering through everything you do, I want you to first realize that it's come from somewhere else. It's not from within you. Perhaps it was taught to you by your own parents. Perhaps it's what you've picked up along the way. Perhaps you have very good evidence to prove that this mindset is true. But it's not. At the very core of it, if we can change that story, we can start changing our reality. So what we do then is we start gathering evidence of the opposite. So let's take a really practical part of our life. Let's take the part that looking after ourselves, prioritizing ourselves, taking time off life to look after ourselves is selfish and lazy. Now, the vast majority of us believe this at some level. If I just sit on the couch and relax for an hour instead of doing the washing or getting that email done, then I'm bad. I'm lazy. I'm not successful. There is this core belief, this core story we tell ourselves that to be busy and on top of things is good, is successful, will make us happy. So if that's the story that you are carrying in some parts of your life, then let's start changing that by gathering evidence and proving to that negative mind that it's not true. So think about what happens on holidays when you feel rested. How much better a mother and a partner you are. Think about those moments where you're in the park and you're just totally carefree with your kids and you just feel free and happy. And then you come home and you do things so much more quickly than ever before. Think about your body and your health and how much it needs to heal and rebuild, and how much better everything would be if you had more energy and had better health. Think about what makes you the happiest and what value you want to be passing down to your children. And as you think about these scenarios, what you're starting to do is building the evidence. You are starting to prove to yourself, perhaps only in the slightest way at the beginning, but you are starting to prove to yourself that it can be different. And then we choose some new mindsets to repeat. Now, it's really important to understand that repetition is the key to creating new habits. This isn't going to be something you listen to this podcast and you sit down and you write out your negative beliefs and you come up with some new ones and that's it, your life changes. It's going to be a daily commitment to catching yourself and rewiring your brain. So let's think of some really good, clear, positive mindsets that you can hang on to around this. When I'm rested and healthy and happy, I am the best I can be. It's okay for me to go slow because I know I am better after I rest. When I fill my cup, I have more to give. So many people rely on me, so I must look after myself first. And my favorite mantra at the moment, my favorite statement is, when I rest, I rise. When I rest, I rise. Because when we rest, beautiful mamas, when we allow our body to take in the nourishment and the rest and the attention and love that we so desperately need, we do rise back up so much stronger. And if the world is demanding so much on us, we must give ourselves this. So choose some simple sentences. Write them out, put them up around your house if you can, have them in your phone. In some times of my life, I've had little reminders pop up on my phone calendar once a day, three times a day, with little mantras, little affirmations to remind me to pause and say that to myself. When I rest, I rise. It's okay for me to go slow. I am valuing what's important in life. I am filling my cup so I can be the best I can be. This is how we start to change that mindset, beautiful. Realize what the negative self-talk is. Compassionately look at it as not your truth and just a story and a pattern you have been carrying with you and that you are finally ready to release. And then start creating some new beliefs. When I rest, I rise. Sat Nam, beautiful mamas. Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. I truly believe that great things happen when we come together to support and uplift each other. So to help spread the word and build the movement, I'd love it if you could pop over and leave a review. And if you have a mama friend who'd also love this insight, please share with her. Until next time, beautiful mama. Sat Nam.